Life is strange. The earth is full of mysteries, and all these mysteries interest me. Think about it, we are discovering things which seem to go against our physics. There are UFOs buzzing around our skies, and people are reporting being contacted by dead relatives all the time. If that stuff isn't weird enough, I don't know what is. We have found out when we do quantum experiments, watching them unfold changes the results. I was just thinking about this. What if you would have told someone about this 20 years ago, what would they have thought about you? They probably would have had you locked up in the loony bin. The UFO or UAP problem would have still existed back then, but you would have faced terrible ridicule even if you were someone who retired from a high government position. Just look at what the former Canadian Minister of Defense faced as he went on tours talking about how the UFOs were real and were probably alien. Another thing I wonder about is what happened to the Men in Black. We used to hear all those stories about Men in Black threatening people with burying them in the desert if they talked about UFO sightings they saw. I haven't heard anything about them in a couple of years. Then there is the group of people who think everything is a computer simulation. To back this up, some people talk about appearing and disappearing objects. What would they have thought before the movie The Matrix came out? This movie had a lot of influence on us, more than many of us realize. There is only one other movie about technology which arguably had a tremendous on society, and that movie was Terminator. It just about scared half the population into believing artificial intelligence could turn on us, and in a lesser way so did Space 2001, A Space Odyssey. Our lives are weird, and many of us never realize it. How many of us have thought about something and it happened? Did you ever think you would like to hear from someone and the phone rings, and it is them? What are the odds on this happening? They must be astronomical. We are finding out our brains are more powerful than we suspected, and this has been proven by the government in their remote viewing experiments, where people who practiced were able to see places in other parts of the world and even said they contacted aliens. There are things we just don't know much or anything about, and we still use some of them for productivity, such as electricity, which still possesses some secrets. We changed our opinion on the existence of extraterrestrial life. We used to think we were alone in the universe, now most of us think there has to be other beings due to the vastness of space and the discovery the building blocks of life appear on some meteors and asteroids. The finding of organic material on Mars just strengthens our belief. One thing which makes me laugh is the fact, with all our technology and videos of the Earth from space, there are still some people who believe the Earth is flat. Even the ancient Greeks knew better. They just dismiss all the photographic evidence but still can't explain why a ship sinks over the horizon when it sails away. The rest of us know this is because the Earth is round. We believe before us were the cavemen and before them were the dinosaurs. Yes, some also believe there were previous races of humanoids which developed into us. Yet, when the age of the Earth is calculated, it turns out to be about 4.5 billion years old, which is plenty of time for other races to have lived here and either died out or left. We could someday find evidence of this and have our history reversed. There is just so much weird stuff in our lives which many never notice. Why are there a couple of ancient sites on our planet which have all the signs of being the victim of some ancient nuclear attack? There are also a couple of places on Earth where nuclear reactions took place naturally. Can you imagine how surprised scientists were when they found this out? Self-sustaining nuclear reactions have occurred in uranium deposits, but are extremely rare. There is one we know for sure about, and it is located in the Oklo region of Gabon in Africa. There are cases where people were just walking along, and as people watched, they just disappeared. Some say this is a glitch in the Matrix, and of course this term comes from the movie. Others say they walked into a portal which took them somewhere else. When someone turns up in a future time, it is said to be a hoax, but is it always? A book was written by two women who claim this happened to them at Versailles, and the portal took them to the past and they saw Marie Antoinette. They said they retraced their steps and it took them back to the porthole and they arrived at the time and place they had left through. There are so many strange things and events it is hard to say certain things never happened, and complicating this are the frauds who claim all sorts of prophecy and supernatural connections. These people have been with us since the beginning of time. But how does this figure in the accounts of hospital nurses who claim to have seen the spirits of dead people leaving their rooms? Are they all lying? Time is one of our biggest mysteries. You can't touch or see it directly, yet it exists. Recently we have been told it always doesn't travel in a straight line, which I still don't get, but this is the dogma lately. If this is true, it would be a necessary element for time travel. Sometimes things humans do make no sense. We pollute our own planet, yet we still have nowhere else to go. We build weapons of mass destruction capable of destroying the planet if enough of them are exploded at once, but we keep doing it. We poison our food and the planet with plastics. We are a very foolish race indeed. As time goes by, we will probably find out more things we cannot explain, and they could be even weirder, and somewhere along the line we might find out things are completely different than we thought they were. That time might not be that far away.